on the top of Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroa Hayam Lefrokim. So it says if you see it intermittently. Now you don't say make a broch on the yam every day. So Ad Kama, what's the called Lefrokim? Omer Romi Bar Abba and Rabbi Yitzchok Ad Shloshim Yom. From 30 days to 30 days. And the halacha is that it's 30 days, not including the day you see it and the day you make the brocha. So if I saw it today, right, so that doesn't count as one day. The next day counts as one day. And then on the 30th day, right, I still don't make the bracha. The 31st day, if I see it from then, then I make a bracha. That's how you count the 30 days. The Omer Rami Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, and most shittas hold, and that's the halacha, that all these other re'iyas also the same thing, even though it only mentions it by the yam. But if you see mountains, or you see what's it called, all these other things that we mentioned that you make a bracha on, you what's it called, Batei Kvaros, is also Mishloshim Yom Lishloshim Yom. You don't make it every time you see it. The only one that's not Mishloshim Yom is thunder, lightning, those kind of things. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. V'omer Rami Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Haroe Pras, Agishra de Bavel, Omer Baruch Osa Bereshis. All these are Osa Masa Bereshis. That's all Gerson. If you see Pras, which is one of the original rivers that's mentioned in the Torah, right, and you see it from the bridge in Bavel, so you say Baruch Osa Masa Bereshis. They had a Kabbalah then that the river had not been rerouted, right, ever. So you're seeing it the way that it was when it was created at that point of the river. So if you see a river. What's it called? In Dafka, these specific rivers, because, these rivers are mentioned in the Torah. Rashi. Agishu the Bavel, Omer Baruch Osa Bereshis, Kimlahu Shalom Nishtane Pras Mihilucho, Alide Adam, Mishamulamala. From that point on, Pras, the river was never rerouted. But from that point downward, after that bridge, it had been rerouted, dug different ways, and therefore it's not the way that it was when the world was created. And you'll make a bracha. Ha'idna, the Shanua Parsoi mi Beishvur le'el, right? And now that the Persians rerouted it even above the bridge. So only from Beishvur Le'el, from Beishvur and higher, that's where it was its original course. Rav Yosef Omer Me'ihi Dekira Le'el. No, it only from this place called Ihi, Dekira and above, was it not changed. But anywhere down river from that, it was all changed. Okay. V'omer Rami Bar Abba. Haroa Digelis, Agishra de Shavista, no, Omer Baruch Osa Bereshis. Digelis is another one of the original four rivers that are mentioned in the Torah that came out of Gan Eden. They're also, if you see it from the bridge that's in the place of Shavistina, also there you can know that it wasn't changed and you're seeing it the way that it was originally. Maichi Dekel, so now that we mentioned the two of the rivers, the Geles and the Pras, so now we're going to mention something about the other ones that the Torah mentions. My Chidekel, what's the meaning of Chidekel? Om Ravashi Shemem of Chodim V'Kalim. The waters of Chidekel are sharp and light. You see what I'm saying, how Rashi learns it. My Pras, what's the Lashon of Pras? Shemem of Parim V'Rodim. They're prolific waters. The Omar Rava, Haide Charifi, Bnei Mechuza, why are the people of Mechuza so sharp? Mishum Deshosu Mayim De Digeles. Because they drink the water of the Digeles, and the waters are very sharp, makes them sharp. Haide Gichure, right, why are they, why are they red, right? The people in Mechuza, aside from being sharp, they're also reddish, have reddish color. Because they have relations in the daytime. Their eyes move. They have some kind of spasms in their eyes. Because they live in dark houses. They don't have windows. So their eyes aren't used to the light, and therefore they have these spasms in their eyes. Rashi. Even above this bridge, the Parsoyim changed the course of the river. Only from this place where the river passes, there, from that place and above, it has never been rerouted. Idikira is the name of a district that is on the banks of the Pras. Chadin Harifin, Maya. The water is very sharp. The current is very strong. The Kalin, and also it's light water. Lishko b'maznayim, right? It's lighter water. It has less of a density than other water. I don't know how that works, but in any case, it's a less dense water than the regular water. The tovim lishtos, and it's good to drink. Shein mechabdin machbidin saguf. They don't weigh down the body because they're lighter water. V'hai de gichure mishum de meshamshi biyabama. The reason that they're red is that's why, because they have relations in the daytime. L'ticha b'neim adumin ka'admimus hayom. Because they've been burnt a little bit because of the daytime. And rus, belaz, rouge, what's it called, red. The naidi and naioi neim nodim and noim. Their eyes move around a lot. Okay, go by turn. The ala gishom matova native. Ala gishomim. So now the Mishnah says you also make a bracha hatova native on rains, when rains come. The Mar says, ala gishom matova native mevorech. Right, on gishomim make a bracha hatova native. When do you make the bracha on Gishamim? From the time that the chosin comes towards the kala, which is a euphemism for the Rashi learns is that when there's enough water on the ground that collects, that when the drops come down, they make a splash, so it looks like the bottom is coming and greeting the top. So that's the chosin coming towards the kala, right? Shiyotza chosin l'kras kala. Because of that, there's a minig. I think Sfardim, Yekis have that minig that the chosin comes from under the chuppah to greet the kala, right? And the chosin goes first to the chuppah, and as the kala is coming, the chosin goes under goes out of the chuppah and greets the kala and brings her to the chuppah. Okay, but that's only Mishiyotza Chosun Likras Kala. My Mavorchim. So that's one pshat. Another pshat they say is Mishiyotza Chosun Likras Kala, that the water is already gushing in the streets. So they're moving, right? It looks like the Chosun's moving towards the Kala. The waters are gushing through the Shuk. My Mavorchim. What bracha do you make? Amar Rav Yehuda, Modim Anachnu Lechoal Kol Tipa V'Tipa Shahurav Tolonu. Right? You don't say Atova Meitiv. You make the bracha, Modim Anachnu Lechoal Kol Tipa V'Tipa Shahurav Tolonu. I thank you for every drop. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that, when you make a Birchas Hodah, right, so you don't make it just for the general good that you had. He said a person won the lottery, and he made $1 million. He didn't thank Rav Moshe for $1 million. He should thank the Rabban Hashem for 1,000,000 separate dollar bills. Because had he won $1, he would have had to be thankful. So now that he won 1,000,000, shouldn't take away the thankfulness from the one. So I bring a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara says, according to some, it's talking where there wasn't rain for a long time, and now there was a drought, and now it's raining. So you have to thank the Rabban Hashem for every drop. Right? Meaning, even though now, basically, you're getting thousands, millions of drops, right? But don't let the millions of drops take away the fact that if there be one drop of water, you have to thank the Rabban Hashem. So you thank him for every drop. Right? It could be the same idea by Dayenu. Right? Even though the Rabban Hashem did us tremendous tovas in Yetzias Mitzrayim, don't let all of the tovas cloud the fact that any one of them would have been worth thanking the Rabban Hashem for. So therefore we break down the Shevach in Dayenu, not to, because it's so much, so we forget about each prat, right? Each prat is still important. Okay. For Rabbi Yochanan Messiah in Bo'ahachi, ilufinu mole shiro kayam, like it says in Nishmas. Einanu maspikim leholdos lecha Hashem Elokeinu ad tishtachade. Baruch ato Hashem, rov hahodos. And the end of the bracha is Baruch ato Hashem, rov hahodos. Rov haodos v'lo kol haodos. You're only thanking the Rabbanu Shem for most of most of our thanks go to him, not all of it. Amarava ema hakel haodos. No, say better hakel haodos. The Rabbanu Shem is the power who all thank yous emanate from. Amarapapa hilkach nimrinu l'tarvayu. Therefore, the proper gear says both of them together. Rov haodos v'akel haodos, right? Say both of them. Baruch ato Hashem, Baruch Hashem, rov haodos v'akel haodos. So the Marshoa says, what's the idea? There's a Rebbe Yona first who explains, why do you say both of them? What would you think if you only had one? So if it's, the Gemara says, if you only had rov haodos, I would think you're only giving the Rebbe Hashem thank you for most, but somebody else you give for the rest, right? Therefore, it says kel ha'odos. But if it only said kel ha'odos, so he says there in the Rabbeinu Yonah that I would think that it's what's it called, only for most, he's kel ha'odos, but lemaisa, what's it called, that's like rubo kikulo. Right? Still, only most. So therefore, it says rove and kel together to tell me that it's everything. Right? Lemaisa, the Rabbi Marsha says it's a dochuk. Why would I think from Kael HaDos that it's Rubo Kekul? I think that's what he says. In any case, the Marsha says a different shot. The Marsha says that Rov HaHodos, Marsha says that if it say rov by itself, I would say that there's a miut that not. And if it would only say kel haodos, right, I would say that I only thank the Rabbanu Shalom for everything. But if I don't get everything, then I'm not thanking. It's only kel haodos when there's everything to thank him for. So therefore, I thank the Rabbanu Shalom even if I'm only getting a portion. That's rov haodos. But not to think that I'm thanking somebody else, right? I'm thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for everything I get. Whether I get everything or I get only a portion. That's the meaning of both of them together. Okay. In any case, the Ella Kasha. Okay, so but Maisa, now that we understand what the bracha is, still a Kasha. Because in the Mishnah it says you make Atova Meitiv. And here it says you make this Modim Anachnu Lach. And Baruch Kel Haodos, Rov Haodos. So it's not Atova Meitiv. Lo Kasha. Had the Mishma, the Shoma Mishma, had the Chazing Nichzei. Right? If you heard that there's rain, but you didn't see it yourself, right? You woke up in the morning, somebody told you last night it rained. Right? Then you make one bracha. When you see it yourself, then you make a different bracha. The Shoma Mishma, Hainu Besoros Tovos. Right? When you hear about it, that's Besoros Tovos, Usnana Besoros Tovos, Omer Baruch HaTova Meitiv. Right? So it can't be that. Right, L'chora can't be that if you see it, you make what's it called a bracha atova meitiv. If you hear it, right, then hear about it, then what's it called? You make modim anachnu loch, because l'maisa you don't need a special bracha on gishamim if you hear about it. It's regular besoros tovos, right? You're making a bracha on good news. So you heard good news. You make atova meitiv. Ela idi v'idi dechazi mechzi. Both are talking where you saw the rain. The lokasha, hada asa pursa, hada asa tuva. It depends if it comes a little bit of rain, right? Or if it comes a lot of rain, right? If it comes a little bit, then you say modim anachnu loch. And if it comes a lot, then you say hatova meitiv. Okay? It's not hatova meitiv until there's a lot of rain. A little bit, you're thanked for every drop. Okay. Viboy seima, hada asa tuva. Right? Both are talking where there's a lot of rain. The lokasha, had the isle ara, had the lesle ara. Depends if you have land or not. If you benefit directly from the rain, right, then you make hatova meitiv. If you don't have any land, then you say moldim anachnu lochakol tipa v'tipa. Ishli ara hatova meitiv. If you have land, you make hatova meitiv. Ishli ara hatova meitiv mevorech. V'habana bayis chodesh v'kana kelim chadoshim. Omer baruch shechiyonu v'kiyonu mazazeh. Right? Shelo v'shelacherim omer hatova meitiv. V'chora, if you get something new, right? Something new comes to you. So here, if you have land, and now it rains, it's like buying something new. Right? Now your land is a better quality land because it's been rained on. So that you make a shechiyonu on. You don't make a tova meitiv, right? So you make a shechiyonu. And only if you and other people benefit from it, do you make a tova meitiv, right? But if only you benefit from it, you make a shechiyonu. So if you have land, why should you make a tova meitiv? You should make a shechiyonu. Lo kashu. Hodi isle shutfis, hodi lesle shutfis, ein chanami. If you have land, but you don't have, what's it called, a partner in it, then you make shechiyonu. This we'll see one way that the Rishonim learn. If you don't have land, right, then you make modim anachnu lo. If you have land and you have a partner in the land, then you say atov ameitiv. So there's three possible brachas to make on rain. Right? If you don't have any land and it's raining, then you make a modim anachnu lo. If you have land but you have no partners, you make a shechiyonu. If you have land in partnership with other people, then you make hatova meitiv. Those are the three possible brachas, according to some Rishonim.
Isn't it enough that the land belongs to you and your family?
Huh? We'll see about family, if that's considered partners or not. But right now, it could be the guy has no family. Just himself. Vahatanya, Tsaro Sheldover, right? Now, so what's the klal? In other words, bottom line. If you only it's only you, then you make a shechiyonu. If it's you and somebody else in partnership, we'll see that's the way some rishonim learn, some learn it doesn't mean that you have to have a partnership, but you and somebody else, omer baruch atova meitiv. One second. So that's what's it called. That's shechiyonu and atova meitiv. And when you don't have any land, then you make modim anachnu lach. Just left that out. Okay. Mara says the chol hecha de les lachrin. Oh, let's see the Rashi still here. Mishiyot zechotzim lekras kala shahamayim kivutzim ala oretz. The water collected on the ground, so there's already a puddles. Ukshatipa nofelis aleim, when the drops fall on the puddles, tipa tachtona boletes lekrasa. So it makes a splash. And the bottom waters rise up towards the top ones. Shoma mishma shebisruhu leimor yordu gishom balayla. In the morning they told them it rained last night. Omer atova meitiv. Then you make atova meitiv. Okay? And so the Gemara says, lemaisa, what's it called, that anyway you'd make. Not a special bracha on gishom, any good news. So that can't be the special bracha you make on gishom. So Mara says, no, it's both where you saw it. Depends if it came a lot or a little bit. Also, pur sa modim anachnu lach. If it only came a little bit, then you say modim anachnu lach. Also, tuva hatova meitiv. Isle ara hatova meitiv. Shehetiv lo. If you have land, then it's a tova to you. If you don't have any land, it's not a tova, but you're thanking the Rabbanim for the rain. Bona ba yischada shekulo shelo omer shechiyonu. If it's only yours, you build a house, and it's only yours, then you make a shechiyonu. Shalova shalacherim atova meitiv. If you own it and other people also enjoy it, then you make atova meitiv. V'hasnan v'atanya bona bayis chodesh lo kashu hadi isle shutis hadi lesle shutis elohava hadi isle ara. Now the Gemara is saying it's talking both cases where you have land, but one case you make a shechiyonu, one case you make atova meitiv. V'achi perushu v'achi perush terutz of the shanina koy beduchtei modim anachnu loch, right, but lesle ara. When do you say modim anachnu loch? Kail hodos, rov hodos, if you have no land at all. Then you make that bracha. Hatova hameitiv b'disle. U'dekokashu loch bona bayis chodesh omer shechiyonu lo kasha. Ahu de bona bayis chodesh ein lo shutfis bo. The olem of ora shechiyonu. Ava gishomim b'disle arat tuva yesh lo shutfis bo. Ki sharikomi sheyesh lo karko shutfim o betovizus. Rashi learns that if you have land, then you always make hatova hameitiv. You never make a shechiyonu, because it's impossible that other people have benefited from it, because there's plenty of people who have land, and they're also benefiting. So Rashi learns that you don't have to have a shutif in your land. It just has to be a tova that other people benefit from. So when it rains, other people benefit from the rain. Even if you have land that you own alone, but there are plenty of other people who own land, and their land is also benefiting. So you never make a shechianu if you own land. Right? And if you don't own land, you make a hamodim anachnu lach. So Rashi learns there's only two possibilities of the bracha. And that which it says shechianu is on other things that you own alone. But not, what's it called, not by rain. By rain, if you own land, and then it rains, then other people benefit together with you. Other people own land. So you make atova meite. And if you don't have no land, then you make modim anachnu lach. But on other things, where there's no one benefits, you built a house, and nobody else benefits from that house except you, right? It's your own personal house, then you make a shechianu. If there's other people benefiting from the house with you, you have partners in it, right? You have a family that's living in the house, according to some, then that's also called shutfis, and then you make a tova meitiv. V'atanya b'nichuso, sor shel davar, klomer klos shel davar, right? In summation, right? This is the rule. Okay. See right. So when it says al shalohu omer bar shechianu, according to Rashi, it's not going on rain. It just means other things that you only have. But by rain, it's impossible that if you have land that other people don't benefit, because there's plenty of other people in the world that have land. See, not everybody holds on that. That's how Rashi learns. Okay. So now we made a rule that only things that other people benefit together with you do you make hatov v'hametiv. Hatov for what you have and hametiv for what other people have. So that's hatov v'hametiv. But if other people don't have a benefit from it, then you make a shechianu. V'atanya omru le'yolda ishto zachar omer baruch hatov v'hametiv. You make hatov v'hametiv if your wife gave birth to a boy. Right? Shemara says, Hasam Nami Dika Ishto Bahade. The Nichola Bezocher. Right? It's talking in a case where his wife also wanted a boy. So the Maisa, two people are benefiting from this child, him and the wife. Tashma, Mace Avi, who Yorsho, Mitchila, Omer Baruch Dainu Emes, who the self Omer Baruch Atova Meitin. Father died and he left you inheritance. So you make a Dainu Emes on the death. And atova meitiv on the Yerusha. So the chora hasam nami dika achid dekoyarsi badei. It's talking with their brothers also. It's not just you. If you'd be just you, you make a shechianu. But since they're brothers, you make atova meitiv. Okay. Toshma. Okay, this is a new thing. Let's just till here. Okay. First you make a dayin ha'emes on the death, and then you make a tova meitiv on the Yerusha. Shenishar lo Yerusha meyaviv. Because the vice your father left you over land and money, whatever. Shekein bisruhu meis aviv v'yorsho. Kolomer hiniach nechasim. Okay. Just see a little bit what's here before we get to the next thing, which is in a whole new inyan. Start with the Hodas Geshamim. The Michtam and the Ritva hold that this bracha you make even if the rains come in the proper time. There was never a drought. It's just now, the rainy season. So when the rainy season starts, you make this bracha. And the Rambam's also mashed like that. The Shulchan Aruch, however, says that it's only after a drought. Okay? They ask, l'chora, after a drought, there's special fast days that you make, and extra brachas, not just this bracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, there's two kinds of droughts. Right? There's a small drought, right? That's when, and by a big drought, it says, when it rains, you say Halal HaGadol. What's it called? The Hodul Hashem Kitol, the 26 Hodul Hashems. Right? You don't say these brachas. So some say that you say both. Right, it's talking after a drought, and you make all these brachas. You say Halal Gadol, and you make these brachas on the rain. Right, Halal Gadol is more of a shear, and these are brachas. That's one opinion. Others say that the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's three matzavim. There's regular rains where there was no drought at all. The rains came in the regular time. Then you don't make any what you call bracha, not Halal Gadol, not any brachas. Then there's the rains came late. When they finally come, you make these brachas. But it's not a drought. It wasn't, you know, a terrible situation. Then there's when there was mamish no rain for a long time, and people are already suffering because of it, and then it rains, then is the halachas of after a tainis, or whatever you say, halagov. Okay. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Bir Halacha says, since we have now machlokas, whether it's only after a drought or even normal rains, he says that, like in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a set rainy season, and it doesn't rain that much, right, not every year at least, it doesn't rain that much, and you need the rain, and there's a set time, and what's it called, then, even in its proper time, you make these brachas. Right? But if it's in a place that has rain all the time, and there's no set time or whatever, and it's not, there was no rain that was ever held back, right? There wasn't a season where the rains weren't, then for sure you don't make these brachas. Okay, we said already the two different shatim.
Should we say this bracha that people actually say?
No, since Lisa, we're not 100% sure when what's called, it's mashim l'shabruah, then in the chutzos they didn't say it, but in Eretz Yisrael they should say it. But it could be that people got out of the habit of saying this bracha altogether. It could be after drought, where lekulei alma you have to say it, right? If there'll be an atziras geshom, it could be you have to say this. Okay, at least these brachas. The other tainesim, whatever we don't do, but at least this. Okay. Okay. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both hold that kishiyotze chasim nikras hakala, those when there's puddles already, that's called a lot of rain, right? And that's when you say modim anachnu lach, and also atova meitid. Rashi holds that that's only a little bit of rain, right? A lot of rain, the Gemara doesn't discuss how much is a lot of rain, but what's it called? And that you make what's it called? Then you make only modim anachnu lach. Okay. The Rif and the Rambam hold, if you don't have a field, then you say modim anachnu lach. If you alone have a field, you make shechionu, not like Rashi. And if you have a shutif in your field, then you make hatova meitiv. Not like Rashi, that if other people benefit along with you, but not in the thing that you own, right, that you don't make a, what's it called, you also make hatova meitiv. They hold that they only make hatova meitiv if there are other people who benefit from your thing. You own it together with other people. But if you own your thing and they own their thing and there's one common good that comes to all the things, that's not enough to make Atova Meitiv. Atova Meitiv is to be that you own something together with other people. That's the Rif and the Rambam. The Rosh says like Rashi that you always make Atova Meitiv. You never make a Shechiyona when it comes to rain because other people always benefit if you have a field. Okay? And you don't have to have a shutif dafka in your field. That's what Rashi says also. Okay. And the Ra'o and the Ritva hold that when you have your own field, so then you make a shechiyanu, and you also say modim anachnu lach. Why? Because for your own field, you make a shechiyanu. But you also have to give the Rabban Shalom hodah the fact that other people benefited. So they have a mixture, right? You say modim anachnu loch and what's it called the shechiyona. Okay, according to the others, you only say what's it called a shechiyonu, right? You only say modim anachnu loch if you don't have a field. That's Rashi, and the what's it called? And according to the Rambam and the Rif, you never say a shechiyonu when it comes to rain because other people what's it called? You do say a shechiyonu if you only have your own field. Right, and you don't say modim anachnu lach except if you have no field, and you say atova meitiv if you have a field with other partners. Okay, so there's three different shitas over here. Which brachas you say when? Okay, and the Ra'on and the Ritva say another chiddush. They say if you have a field that you own alone and a field that you own b'shutfis, then you make two brachas. You make a shechiyanu on your field. You make atova meitiv on the field you own b'shutfis, and then you don't say modim anachnu lach. Okay. Okay. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shach, and he says that your wife and family are also considered shutfis. They're shutfim with you. Right? That's not a loan. That's other people benefiting also. And he asks on that, that if that's the case, then he'll never say Shekhi Yonah, who doesn't have a wife and family. Right? Lamaisa, it's possible not to have a wife and family. So the Ali Rabba, Lamaisa says that they are, what's it called, that they are considered, like the, what's it called, the Shach, that they are considered shutfim, and the case is where a person's alone, he has no family, whatever, shayach, there's no family. Okay, but the maestro, that's the shayla. Shayla is, what's the svara the other way? That they're not considered shutfim, they're part of you. Your wife and family is an extension of you. It's not that other people are benefiting, that's you. Ishto kegufo. Right? Your children brought karadavuo. So you're benefiting, except you are extended to a few people. It's not that somebody else is benefiting, your family is you. So that's not called somebody else. Okay. Let's go on. Okay, it says if your wife had a zocher, so you make what's it called a hatova meitiv. Okay. So they ask, Lechora, what is this different than any other basura tova? Any good news you make hatova meitiv? Why does it mention specifically that your wife had a zocher? Okay. So it could be, I was thinking that maybe it's talking in a case where you didn't want a zocher. You have 11 boys, you wanted a girl. This is the 12th, right? So it's not Basura Tova, right? Or, what's it called, your wife died in childbirth. So it's not necessarily Basura Tova that you're getting. So still, as the child having the zocher, you have to make the bracha. The truth is, that's true, okay? Now, what happens if you're talking, your wife died? So the Gemara says the only reason you make Hatova Meitiv is because you and your wife benefit from the Zohar. But there's no wife now, right? So then, according to some, you make a Shechionu and not a Hatova Meitiv in that situation. And the Ramah says, even in that case, you make a Hatova Meitiv, because Lamaisa, when the kid was born, your wife's still alive. So she did get a benefit from it. The only thing is that what would be if she died before the kid was born? Right, she died first, and then the kid was born. Right, what? Okay, but I said, what's it called? Afterwards, so make a tova meitiv after it's an old name or whatever. Okay, so then the Taz says that no, there's another good even for your wife after she's dead. It's good to have a zocher after her to leave somebody in the world. So it's still good for the wife even if she's not around. So still make a tova meitiv. The Bach. Has a shayla, what's it called, brings down a shayla, whether, what's it called, you make both hatova meitiv and a shechiyonu, right, or just hatova meitiv, right, because on a daughter, right, it says you don't make a hatova meitiv, why not on a girl, because she's not chayiv and purvu, and the world doesn't benefit that much from a girl, and also she's dependent on other people, a man comes into the world and he's independent to a certain degree. So you don't make a tova meitiv on a girl, but shechiyonu lechora you do make. Either because shechiyonu because in Isa it's like no worse than kana kelim chadashim. You got a new what's it called? Buy a new lawnmower, you make a shechiyonu. Why not having a new daughter make a shechiyonu? So or others, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say a different reason, because if you haven't seen somebody in 30 days, you make a shechiyonu. So you haven't seen this girl in 30 days either, right? So you make a shechiyonu the first time you see her. So the shayla then is, so how about on a boy, right? Lechora, you made a tova meitiv because there's a good tova that came to the world because of the boy. But it's lechora, the first time you see him, you should make a shechiyonu too, right? And should what's it called? Also because of like kana kelim chadashim, you should make a shechiyonu. So I know that when I was in Tells, I'm almost sure the minig was that they made on a boy a shechiyonu and a tova meitiv. Both brachas. And sort of Scheinberg says that the tova meitiv takes care of the shechiyonu too, which is not really the case, because we see a lot of cases in the Gemara where Rishonim, we just said that if you have your field your own and you have also a shutfas, you make a shechiyonu on your field, a shechiyonu on your field, and a tova meitiv on the one you have a shutfas. So one bracha doesn't cancel the other one because they're on two different things. One's on the hatova meitiv of having a boy, and the other one is on having a new child. They're two different brachas, two different ideas. So I don't know what the... I see place for both minhagim. What?
Does it say Shechiyonu to press?
The Shechianu by Hebrew, but then Chutzolz, they don't say Shechianu by Hebrew. They, what's it called? They don't say Shechianu. So then... Yeah. Why don't you say Mechaya Mason? Because there we said the Mechaya Mason is only after a year because of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur passed by, but here that doesn't apply to a kid who wasn't in the world, the Chlal. Well, you know that your wife is also happy for a girl, right? You know, you wanted a girl, right? What do you make Atova Meitiv then? So if the reason you don't make Atova Meitiv on a girl is because people want boys more, but if you have 11 boys, you want a girl. So then there are shittas at home, then you make Atova Meitiv on the girl. And if you know your wife's happy about a girl too, if you make, then you make, no, make a Shechiyon, you're only happy if your wife's not happy, she wanted a boy. But if the wife wanted a girl also, and you wanted a girl, then there's those that hold that if you're happy about the girl, extra special, right, then you make Atova Meitiv on the girl too. But the minig is not like that. The minig is only make Atova Meitiv on the boy, because it could be that just the nature of a Zohar, the Chaktis Chayiv and Purvu, or whatever, is lends itself to Atova Meitiv. The nature of a girl being born doesn't lend itself to Atova Meitiv, it lends itself only to Shechiyonah.